Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, October 22nd. Can we have a roll call, please?
Member Van Order?
Here.
Member King?
Here.
Member Brown?
Here.
Member DeGasis?
Here.
Vice Chair Whalen is absent. Chair Branch?
Here. Now we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Do we have any hands up or speaker slips?
I have no speaker slips for this item, and there are no members of the public joining us via Zoom at this time.
Okay, our first item is review of agenda. Everybody here today?
Good afternoon, Chair and members. So all the agenda items are being heard. Item B2, item B3. We are going to ask you to, when we get to item B3, to continue that item. We're not quite ready to hear that today. So that continue it to the next meeting, which would be November 12th.
Okay, should we continue it now or? All right, we'll do that.
You can go in order, and when we get there, you can, because we'll need a roll call for the continuance.
Okay. Okay. Our first order of business will be to review and approve the minutes from our September 24th meeting. Can I get a motion for that?
Motion to approve.
Okay, and a second?
Second.
Got a second, and any discussion? Okay, I have no comments, so let's ratify it with a vote.
Member Van Order?
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
I'll abstain.
Chair Branch?
Yes. All right, that will take us to our conceptual preliminary final calendar. Item B1.
Item B1, 5599 Hollister Avenue. APN 071-140-057, Angelo's Liquor as-built signs, and California Environmental Quality Act Notice of Exemption, case numbers 24-0035-ZC and 24-0024-DRB.
Okay, and site declarations?
Chair Branch, if I can just jump in here. So sure. I don't see the applicant here. Maybe we could go on to the next item and see if we didn't connect, so I'm not sure he is showing up, and if not, I will take it. It's a pretty simple process. We'll see when we get there.
Okay. All right. Then do we have everybody here for item B2?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Let's go to item B2.
Item B2, 5918 Hollister Avenue, APN 071-051-012, new signage for Yummy Thai Restaurant, case number 24-0022-DRB.
Okay, and declarations, size visitations, Jim?
I had a visitation last time around, not this time. No ex parte.
Okay. Same here. Martha?
Previous site visit, no ex parte.
Jim?
Previous site visit, no ex parte.
Cecilia?
I'm familiar with the area and the location of the building, and no ex parte.
Okay. Great.
Thanks.
Are you taking over for Louisa on this?
I'm here.
Louisa's on Zoom.
Oh, got it. I didn't look up at the screen. There you are.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Okay, so this project was conceptually reviewed at the July 23rd Design Review Board meeting, and the DRB expressed some concerns regarding the sign's consistency with the Goleta Old Town Heritage District architecture and design guidelines for signage. So the applicant took the suggestions and submitted new sign plans that they believe addresses many of the comments from the July 23rd meeting.
Okay, great. You guys introduce yourself for the record and proceed. Press it again. There you go.
I am the graphic designer here at Santa Barbara Signs.
Good afternoon. Franco Rizzo, Goleta Signs.
Welcome.
Thank you. So when we were here last, there was a logo in a different font for mm-hmm. the letters. Mm-hmm. So you said that it's good to keep only one font. So what we did is we went back to the drawing board, and the owners, they decided to go ahead and make it very simple, just one font. So we are presenting the sign here.
Just the wall sign here on the left side, this guy here, it's going to be just the 12-inch tall channel letters here, and then it's going to be the hanging wall, hanging blade sign with the correct scaled elevations.
Okay. And the lighting will be a backlit lighting, LEDs. Mm-hmm. This is for the wall sign here. And the blaze sign, there's gonna be no lighting there.
Great. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah. All right, let's do questions. We can combine questions and comments if you'd like. Okay. Cecilia, you wanna start?
Yeah, thank you. How tall are the restaurant, what's the size of the restaurant sign underneath Yummy Thai?
The restaurant sign is going to measure just over 5 inches tall, 5.375 inches tall, and then 45 inches wide.
And on the blade sign?
The dimensions of the size of the sign itself or the letters?
No, up the letters.
The letter height for Yummy Thai is going to be 3.4 inches tall. Restaurant's going to be 2.25 inches tall.
Not yet. 1 second. So the red sign, the restaurant sign there underneath there.
Yeah.
So you know that's gonna be central letters. That's not gonna be lit up at all. Only thing that's gonna be lit up is the Yummy Thai backlit.
Okay.
So the lights will kind of, you know, lights up a little bit.
Lead on to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Jim, any questions?
No, no questions.
Martha?
No questions.
Jim, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question actually for staff. On the staff notes on this applicant, Yummy Thai restaurant, the restaurant is spelled incorrectly again as it was last time. And when we're talking about the one line where it says restaurant, it needs to be corrected. This is on the staff notes.
Okay. What page is this in the staff report?
What
page is it in the staff report?
Yeah, it's in the staff notes.
So the misspelling was in the
it's
staff
spelled, notes. It is spelled S-R-E-S-T-R-A-U-R-A-N-T, and it needs to be corrected.
But you're saying in the staff notes, not on the...
Are you saying in the minutes? Is that what?
Not on that. It's in the staff notes.
Which staff notes?
Okay. I don't see a
misspelling. This is a new plan, so we're starting fresh here.
Yeah, I don't see a misspelling on what's being presented. So, okay, cool, noted. I don't have any questions. Cecilia, comments?
No, okay. You know, I'm a long-time sign person, and I'm always for having smaller signs and bigger signs, but I think your restaurant, the restaurant is too small. It needs to be a little bit, it's 5 inches. It's 5 inches. And how far from the street is this? This is, I don't know, 30 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet?
No, not that high.
So.
Oh, maybe 20.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the Yummy Thai Blade sign, you know, from this depiction, I can, even with my glasses, I know I need the glasses, I can barely read the restaurant word. I just think it needs to be bigger.
For the blade sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did print out on these sheets a bit small.
Oh, because it's like, I can barely see it with my glasses. No. So that's my only comment.
Okay. Jim?
No comments. I think the blade sign being at, other than, sorry, I said no comments, other than the blade sign being lower. I appreciate that they raised the blade sign up above the soffit and that it's in proportion to what's the approved signage. So that's good. I don't have a problem with the font size on actually on either one of them.
Martha?
I think it looks a lot better than it did, certainly, and I like the typeface. It's really legible. I wondered, would anybody have any doubt what was being done here? I mean, Yummy Thai, what else could it be? Maybe you don't need the word restaurant on the blade sign, and that would give you a little more room. You could do it in two lines or something, but I think it's okay.
Jim, any comments?
No comments.
I think it's fine. I agree with Martha. I mean, I think Yummy, you know what it is, and the word restaurant, maybe it's a little small, but I don't think that detracts. I think it, I like how even though it may appear a little small in the photo there, I think the proportion of it on the blade sign looks fine. I'm okay with it. I think, you know, if you wanted to make the word restaurant a little larger, sure, but I don't think it changes it too much one way or the other. Did you want to say something, Martha?
Yeah, so the blade sign has a white background and black letterings, is that?
It's kind of like an off-white tan background.
Mm-hmm. And black letter?
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. With the little black outline on the
mm-hmm. right.
Okay. Anybody have any other comments?
I like Martha's idea. I think it'd be nice. I think if you go here, you know what it is. You don't have to guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need to see a sign that says restaurant. In fact, most restaurants don't say McDonald's restaurant. It just says McDonald's, and you know what it is. So I would prefer just to see the Yummy Thai on your blade sign and no restaurant. I like that idea.
Okay.
I don't have a strong opinion about whether the restaurant should or should not be on. I think it could be up to, if the board were to agree, it could be up to the applicant whether they wanted to.
Yeah, for sure.
Whether if they're within the bounds of the signage size itself, you know, I think that probably works.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do we have any public comment?
I have no speaker slips for this item. If there's any members of the public joining us via Zoom that wish to speak, please raise your hand and I'll call on you momentarily. I have no hands raised.
Okay. Well, with that, maybe you're going to make a motion with basically outlining what you just said?
Okay, so I make a motion to approve, to adopt the DRB and CEQA findings, the categorical exemption for CEQA on the signage, recommendation that if the applicant wishes to modify the blade sign and remove the word restaurant, that's would be acceptable, as long as it's within the size of the proposed sign blade itself.
Okay, can I get a second?
Second.
You have a second? Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Member Van Order?
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Chair Branch?
Yes. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. We'll see you in the next one.
All right, we don't have the applicant for item B1, so for B3, we need a motion to continue that, correct?
Yes, please, to November 12th.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to continue item B3 to November 12th.
Okay, can I get a second?
Second.
Great, discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Member Van Order?
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Chair Branch?
Yes. All right.
Chair Branch, I think we, if you're open to going back to B1, there may have been some miscommunication with the applicant, why he's not here. The planner, Travis Lee, this is his project, and there may have been some mix-up since he's on vacation. So.
Should we continue to take it and
have you consider it, and because they did make the changes per DRB comments, and if you were satisfied with that, you could actually take action.
Okay.
You
then
read that. No.
She read it into the record before we were about to do declarations. So for item B1, Jim, declarations.
One visitation. No ex parte.
Okay. I did not revisit the site, but I'm familiar with it, and no ex parte.
Previous site visit, no ex parte.
Previous site visit, no ex parte.
Familiarity, no ex parte.
Okay. Mary?
Okay, so we don't have printed plans, but we're going to share it on the screen for you.
Okay.
If you recall, this is Angelo's Liquor signage, and there were three signs. There are three signs that are put up, which did not meet the code or the overall sign plan. That's for Kellogg Square Shopping Center. They are proposing to remove the sign that's facing Hollister and keeping the east and west sign. I'll scroll down here. The last time they came before you, the sign... DRB asked that the sign be, the background black be reduced. And now being reduced does meet the overall sign plan specifications as well as our zoning sign regulations. So they're proposing the east and west Angelo's Liquor, which is the same on the west side. Oh, let's see here. And removing the one on Hollister. There was another sign in question, if you recall. I'm sorry, I don't have the photos for that, because that's not really part of the sign package. It was on the Hollister sign that had a logo that said Angelo sign. Yeah.
Right.
And we did look into that, and it was part of the overall sign plan. It was there when the overall sign plan was developed, so it incorporated it. So it's actually approved. And so you're really looking at the sign, the east and west signage that they reduced the background. So that's sort of in a nutshell what they are proposing now. And based on your comments from the last meeting, from our, I believe it was a September meeting.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Did you say that the two signs on Hollister, have been approved?
The one on the lower, which has a low, kind of a round sign.
Right.
The one on top is being removed. But the one on the lower part of, on the building.
Right, the one was, on the lower part of the building.
Right, that
has a different typeface.
That was approved previously, and it's incorporated into the overall
okay.
sign plan.
Right.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No.
Martha, any questions?
I do have a question. Maybe someone on the board can explain, because now I'm a little unsure. What is the structure that the sign's mounted on? Is that there only for the purpose of mounting the sign, or is it integral to the building itself? I
don't recall.
It's my understanding that it is part of the signage itself.
Right.
I think it was previously understood to be potentially part of the structure itself because of its color at being so close to the roof color. But I believe
right.
it is part of the signage itself.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
That's my understanding, exactly.
So if I can just ask a following question. So the sign lies flat to the face of the building. I mean,
it's vertical. It's not at an angle. So
No, I understand that. So it's like a pancake. Here's the wall, and here's the sign.
Here's some details right there. You see the side profile.
I don't think the sign is in line with the wall. I think
no,
it's
no.
set back because it's up on the roof.
Right. I understand right. that. But it's like this to the wall.
It's not deeply projected from the background
thank
surface.
You.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I want. Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Is your mic on? Now it is. Yeah, thank you.
Jim, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. A question I had is, and I don't recall, even though we just went over the minutes, but help refresh my memory, did we ask for the background to be white or black?
No, in the previous, it's my recollection that in the previous meeting, we asked that the background signage remain as currently installed, but to be reduced in area.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, previously the black background was wider.
Oh,
so
that's
they
right.
shrunk
correct.
It
that's
to,
right.
correct.
to
now I remember.
Be
okay.
just, you know, border the sign text.
Got it, okay. All right. Let's go to comments. Cecilia?
No comments. It looks good to me.
All right, Jim?
No, I think the applicant addressed our concerns from the previous presentation, and so I think it's fine.
Okay. Martha?
Could you scroll back to where it shows the image of the sign on the building there? So I think the sign itself, the black sign, looks fine, but if there is not that extension behind it, I think it's okay. But if the previous sign is still extending beyond this black sign,
yeah, that needs
I don't
to be
think
reduced.
That's acceptable. I think it has to be the sign has to be restricted to the size shown as the black sign and the end piece is removed.
Agreed.
And it needs to be below the height or the roof height of the building. Is I believe from reviewing the video of the last meeting that was one of the requests, that it be dropped below the building roof line. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think that's, yeah. I remember Dennis was right. talking about that. So maybe that could be conditioned that the, because I'm guessing that that's just.
I think it's a graphic.
It's a graphic.
Yeah. Like an artifact.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it is. If I could offer just an interpretation, I believe that it is just the graphic interpretation or misinterpretation on this, because it looks like the photograph that the new sign, the newly proposed sign, is the existing photograph, and maybe we can ask the applicant to declare or make a declaration that the signage will, because there's a comment that to trim the rest of the signage, I believe that's just a remnant of the photograph that was taken.
Yeah.
Right.
Art graphic.
That could be what's going on.
So and I would ask. We could just condition that.
Yeah, I would condition it. And that it be below the top of the roof.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Sure, Ron.
Can I just make another comment?
Yeah.
What I think might be happening, if anyone remembers those old yellow signs they had up on, I think it's just that painted out with this black sign applied to it. And it seems like that's what
the board
was trying to avoid is having that big block of that big panel up there. It looks like they're keeping that old panel from the old yellow sign and applying this new black background sign. It seems like that whole thing should be removed or shortened.
Mm-hmm. We should condition that, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So to remove that old panel and then reinstall the black sign onto the building, onto the...
Right, so that the remnants of the old sign are
is removed. Okay.
Yeah.
Or shortened, because they're going to have to light it somehow, and that's the light box for the old sign, I believe.
Right, but those letters are...
Backlit?
Those are, yeah.
Got it.
Right, see right there?
Okay. Yeah I think that whole thing just needs to be... The old signage needs to be removed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Jim, do you have any comments?
Yeah, when I was over there, and actually I agree with Mike Goldman and the letter that he wrote, the current signs are above the roof line. There's no question about that.
Yeah, that's
so when these are installed, are they going to be installed flush with the roof line or just below the roof line, or how is that going to happen? Do we know?
Well, what we're saying is they cannot install the sign above the roof.
Oh, well, I know, but I mean.
So that's exactly what we're making sure that they do.
All right.
So.
And Chair Branch, yes, so I should have mentioned that we did get a public comment that Member King mentioned.
Yes, I saw that.
And I think there were some comments about the size of the sign. Do you want to just reiterate that the sign now does meet the overall sign plan and our Title 17 zoning regulation size?
So. Okay. Okay. Any other comments? Do we have any public comment other than the letter?
I have no public speaker slips for this item. If there's any members of the public joining us via Zoom that wish to speak, please raise your hand and I'll call on you momentarily. I have no hands raised.
Okay. Does any young whippersnapper with a good memory want to do a motion to remember all the conditions we had?
Okay. I move that we approve the 5599 Hollister Avenue Angelo's Liquor sign and the CEQA exemptions for the signage as presented with the following conditions: that the old signage background or panel be removed and the new black background sign be installed such that it is below the roof line, the top of the roof line of the building.
Good.
And flush with the wall.
Well, it would be back from that. Because they're not in plane.
It will be flush to the background of the sign, the new sign panel, but it will have to be affixed to the roof line in such a way that it's perpendicular to the street.
Got it.
Perpendicular to the grade.
Okay. Can I get a second? Mm-hmm.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, we'll take a roll call.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Can
you just read the conditions back, please?
For staff to read the conditions back?
Yeah, the one that...
Right.
Or if you want to, just if you would, just...
So, just to clarify then, the Angelo's Liquor sign with the black background will be... the sign panel itself will be confined to what is depicted as the black background. The former signs panel, which appears in the rendering behind that, will be removed, and that new Angelo's Liquor sign with the black background will be affixed to the roof in such a way that the top of the sign is below the roof line.
Perfect. Okay. And the seconder is still good with the second?
Point of question, clarification. In the previous move, that proposal that was put forward, I thought that I heard that the sign would be installed such that it is vertical,
yeah.
I.e. perpendicular to grade. That is a pitched roof.
Yeah,
so would it be installed in plane with the roof, or would the sign be vertical?
Sign would be vertical.
Okay.
Yeah, because
yeah. Okay. So we're good with that? Roll call?
Member Van Order?
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Brown?
Yes.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Chair Branch?
Yes. Okay. And now, did we continue item B3 yet? I think we did. All right, I guess we're on item C1.
Item C1, 210 Old Ranch Drive, APN 079-570-068, Lindbergh as-built fence and retaining wall, case numbers 24-0025-DRB and 24-0011-LUP.
Chair Branch, we have another situation where the applicant is not present for a medical reason, so we're going to have Planner Heifeld guide this process, and it is for conceptual. So.
Well, he's probably capable. Okay, declarations, site visits, Jim?
No visitation, no ex parte.
I have not revisited the site, which I originally did virtually, and no ex parte.
I had a virtual site visit and no ex parte.
Previous virtual and no ex parte.
No current site visit nor ex parte.
All right, Brian, up to you.
Thank you, Chair. Members, how are you? Yes, the applicant regrets that they can't be here today. They really wanted to meet the board. But since we're still conceptual, I think we can continue the discussion that we had in September. It appears to be on, yes, but I will speak further into it. So yes, as I mentioned, September 24th, the board heard this before for conceptual, provided conceptual comments to the applicant. The applicant watched the recording because they weren't there, but heard the board's suggestions related to the kind of the overall height and scale of the fence, as well as to consider a landscaping option that could soften the feel of the wall. And so as such, the primary difference in the plans from what you saw last time are a rendering on the last page. And so it's a landscape rendering. And since we're conceptual, we don't have very many details other than what is depicted here on this rendering. But The applicant did mention to me that they would plan to have passion fruit and Marion plum planted below the fence to be trained to grow along the fence. And then there's some other landscaping below it there in front of the fence. And then on the other side of the driveway from the fence, there would be a number of fruit trees, some of which may be there already currently. And so the applicant was just hoping that to continue the conceptual discussion about the fence in light of these newly added landscaping features. Thanks.
Okay. Any questions for staff? Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Martha, any questions?
I guess the only question I have is the resident applicant built this. Why is it coming to us as conceptual? Is it sort of a code violation, or is that why it's categorized as conceptual?
Well, it's conceptual because they're deciding what they want to do about it. But yes, there is a code compliance violation on this as-built fence. They are deciding whether they can improve what's built with landscaping versus lowering the fence is the other option. And as I explained the first time we were here, there are options to lower and or step back the fence from the top of the retaining wall such that actually it wouldn't require a permit at all. But since this is as built, they wanted to see if there was a solution the board would be okay with that would include landscaping as depicted here.
Okay. Jim, do you have any questions?
One of my questions was just answered. I believe there was a discussion that staff had with the applicant to, and where staff offered the applicant the, not the option, but had discussions that this fence could be stepped back. Right, okay.
Correct. And okay. That's still on the table. It's just, yeah. You know, since it's built this way, they wanted to see if they could leave the fence structure and add the landscaping, essentially.
Yeah. And then it appears, and I think that you've already alluded to it, but that the only difference between the original and this application is the addition of a rendering. In other words, nothing substantive has changed as far as fence height.
Correct.
Location.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Cecilia, any questions?
I do, and I'm kind of rusty on this, so please excuse if the question is not an important one or an interesting one. So the landscaping he's proposed is just, he could put anything, he could put Christmas trees along, doesn't make any difference. It's just his rendering to try to get us to understand that there will be some sort of landscape.
Yeah, and at this point it's a concept, right? So if the board had positive comments toward a landscaping option, then the applicant would go back and flesh out the details of what the landscaping would be.
But the landscaping doesn't require a permit.
Not by itself, but if it's part of a permit that it's under the design review board's purview to review landscaping.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm having a difficulty in understanding that he doesn't need a permit to put in landscaping. It could be this landscaping, or it could be cactus. It doesn't make any difference.
But he needs a permit for the fence.
Needs a
right.
permit. And so the landscaping would be a part of this. So this would become a part of that. This would become a necessary part of it. So
then how do you, then I guess the question I'm having a hard time with is, I don't know what the landscaping is. It's a conjecture. So how?
Well, we're just at conceptual. So
I get that. But I'm, you know, I've been used to my role in other boards and stuff. You have a landscape plan. You can see what the plants are. So you have some idea. In here, it's very lush, and I love it. But I'm not sure what they are, how much there is.
I think if
I
think I understand what you're saying. So I think if we're okay with the concept of keeping the fence where it's currently built and allowing them to landscape, then they would come back with a landscape plan that we could then dive into.
Okay, good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, and just to continue, and that at that point, we would bring it back for preliminary and final where the required level of detail would be there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, conceptual. Comments? I guess I have a question for Martha. And my question is there enough room in the retaining wall area to create a worthwhile landscaping that would cover that fence?
Because Chair Branch, which part are you looking at?
Because as I was, I had mentioned in the last meeting that, there are other, fences that are like 6 foot right at the sidewalk in that neighborhood. And this, at least, A, there's a retaining wall, I get that, but it is, retaining wall's a little bit back from the sidewalk, and then the fence is a little bit back from the retaining wall. Now, it's not a lot, and therefore, if that grew out like that rendering, I'd be okay with that. But that's a computer rendering, and we don't know that that's reality. So I just am wanting to know from someone much smarter than me, ergo you, is that a realistic amount of space to create a landscaping scenario that could help that?
So I'll comment on that. So between the retaining wall and the sidewalk, there is not enough room to plant anything but a low herbaceous ground cover. And I wouldn't recommend trying to plant anything there other than something very, very small.
What about like a...
Because it will impede walking on the sidewalk. There's no room for a hedge there. Additionally, I don't believe that the fence is set 18 inches beyond the retaining wall, is that correct? Or is it 2 feet?
I don't think it's quite that much. Let's look at the plans here.
Okay. So then, additionally, there is not enough room in the front of the property to plant in front of that fence. If the homeowners want to put a hedge in, they'll have to put it behind the fence on their side of the fence.
I mean, they call out 18 inches, but is that from property line? Is that from like sidewalk to face of retaining wall? I can't quite
tell.
Looks
like it, given the driveway apron.
And then I guess we could presume that the fence is built right on the retaining wall.
Looks like it.
So
it's on the back. My understanding is the fence is kind of just behind the retaining wall.
So
on the house side of the retaining.
So the question is 18 inches going to give you enough to do something that can help screen that fence? I mean,
they could put small clinging vine on the fence, and it would be something on the order of ficus repens minima would work. I don't know if the city allows that, but... or a clinging vine, a vine that would attach itself to the fence.
Creeping
anything.
Fig or something.
Yeah, a creeping fig would work. That would mitigate the appearance of the height of the fence, but a hedge, there's not enough room to plant anything substantial in that planting area, period. Yeah, period. So anything that would mitigate the height of the fence or the appearance of the height of the fence other than a clinging vine. May I continue and comment on those obscenely ugly poles that are behind it, I think should not be allowed. And that tarp that's stretched over them, I think is also very much an offense to the neighborhood.
What are you talking about?
Oh, this tarp that they have pulled over the backyard.
Oh, the sunshade?
Yes, sunshade. Attached to these poles that are set behind the fence. I think the whole thing's offensive and really shouldn't be allowed. If the owner wants to step that fence back 3 feet from the back face of the retaining wall, then they could probably get a hedge planted in there, as long as it's continually maintained so as not to intrude on the sidewalk. But that would entail moving the fence back 3 feet, minimum.
And so the staff understands that 3 feet would be necessary to grow a hedge?
Yeah. At a minimum.
Okay.
4 would be preferred, and then if they want to avoid this whole kerfuffle, 5 feet.
And then going back to the discussion that we had in the first meeting on this item, so the ordinance would no longer require a permit if the fence was 2 feet or more back from the top of the retaining wall. So that's how your comment relates to the ordinance requirement. It sounds like there's more space required for landscaping in this case than what minimum would be required by ordinance.
Right, if they plan to put a hedge that would be of, you know, broadleaf, evergreen hedge, woody material, but if they put a vine in, then the 2 feet would be sufficient and probably a preferred solution there.
A follow-up question, if I may?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Just for clarity, given that we have a 2-foot high retaining wall, a 6-foot high fence, and then another additional 2.5 feet of fence post above, if the board were to approve that as presented, is that tacit approval of a variance or a modification to the zoning ordinance?
No, so we touched on that a little bit in the first meeting as well. So the while the ordinance is very specific on what is exempt in terms of a fence, the height below a certain point is exempt. It's not specific on how high a fence can be, other than the maximum structure height for that zone district, which would in this case be 25 feet. So.
You could have a 25-foot fence right there.
If the DRB could make the findings, technically, yes. Obviously, probably don't want to go there. But so that's, you know, why we brought it to the board is because it really comes down to a design question and a neighborhood compatibility and all the other findings that the board has. You know, the board would have the discretion to make those calls in order to make those the findings.
Got it.
I will note too, back to the offsetting fence discussion. The other thing that the applicant would have to do if they were to offset it at a minimum of 2 feet from the top of the wall, they would also have to remove the horizontal piping to get that structure down to 6 feet so that you wouldn't have the, in that scenario, you wouldn't have the poles and the horizontal cables. You would just have the 6-foot wooden fence that would not require a permit. And then the retaining wall is short enough that by itself wouldn't require a permit either. It's just that involves more construction to move the fence back.
Thank you.
Comments, Jim? Do you have any comments on it? What do you think?
Well, it seems as if we're all walking around in circles to avoid the 800-pound gorilla. The fence doesn't work, I don't think. And I think it's unattractive, and I think that it's it looks out of place.
Any other comments?
It's unfortunate that the applicant didn't take the board's comments, previous comments, to heart. I appreciate the rendering. Parts of it are misleading, especially the portion above the wood fence. The rendering appears to show additional little wood vertical, which would appear to visually soften. However, that's not the case with what was actually constructed. It's would be my recommendation that we request the applicant to move the fence back to allow for appropriate planting between the two, and then the additional condition of removal of the fence posts above. That's all I have.
Question I would have is for staff. Oh, no, I guess you already answered it. That if they move it back to the 2 feet, they would still have to take the posts above 6 feet off, right?
Right, because the maximum height would be six feet.
6 feet, got it. Yeah. Okay. I think the board sounds like they're pretty much in line with that concept. I'm finding it hard to make the argument to keep it. I hate to make people have to move stuff they've already built, but I don't see another choice here. So.
Mr. Chair, I just have
Yeah, go ahead. Comment.
You know, I've been on a lot of boards and commissions in my tenure, and I appreciate the struggle to try to come to some conclusion here. I don't think I've ever seen a project where it was quite so difficult to come to some conclusion. And I appreciate the board's consideration of trying to improve what is going to be built here. And my only concern is that 2 feet, I think that's what is being proposed, 2 feet from the fence to the, from the retaining structure to the fence is 2 feet.
Right? That would meet the ordinance.
Okay. If they move it back 2 feet, it meets okay. the ordinance.
I'm just, you know, 2 feet in a landscape isn't a lot. Well, it depends upon what's in the, I think as Martha said, it depends upon what is going to be the material used to put on the fence. If it's going to be a creeping fig, 2 feet is fine. If it's not, it's something else. So I think that we need to see a real landscape plan of what, or maybe we
well,
can direct,
if they
how
move,
does that, I'm not sure.
But
how
if they move it 2 feet, we're out of the mix.
Oh, we're out of the mix, okay. Crazy, okay.
I will say too, the ordinance does say that 2 foot gap would have to be landscaped, but
it doesn't say with what.
It doesn't
how.
Say with what.
You could put grass in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So
but at least there's a requirement for landscaping.
Okay. So if the motion was to have some, like a creeping fig or something to cover the fence, that would be part of the, no, that's not part of the condition of approval.
Chair Branch,
yeah.
Member Brown, I was going to ask if there was a conversation about vines on the fence, if that's an option, if that's consensus that would be acceptable, depending on what the vine is, as opposed to pushing it back 2 feet without any landscaping. So that's.
Is there a vine that could cover that in the 18 inches that's there?
I don't feel that it's recommended to do that. It's possible that it could work. It would not be my recommendation to do that because of just the practicality of it creeping over the wall, and then it has to slowly creep up the fence and have to be maintained and so on. I don't think it's a practical solution to that. I think the ideal solution would be to adhere to the ordinance, move the fence back 2 feet, and the landscaping within that 2 foot buffer between the back of the retaining wall and the face of the fence to be landscaped with small vines. And they could be creeping fig or something of that nature, but at that point, it's up to the homeowner, as I understand it, what they plant in that space. But I think that 2 foot setback is going to be critical to the overall appearance of the neighborhood.
If I may, it seems to me that if there were a two stage recommendation, I would like to see stage one to remove the poles above the fence. Whether that fence is relocated or kept in place, and vines or 2 feet back with some appropriate or minimum 3 feet to allow for appropriate planting. I mean, I think that's one part, but I do think, to me, that part which is most offensive is the poles and the horizontal wire above the fence.
Agreed. I think the board's...
At a minimum, I believe the board should call for that.
I think the board's in alignment of saying the posts above the fence should go. I don't think any of us are in favor of that.
But yeah, no, and then at a second stage would be the discussion of what happens with the location of the fence.
Yeah, I mean that was why I asked you, so that the applicant can know that, you know, that trying to get something to grow in 18 inches is
it's difficult.
Dicey proposal.
Yeah. No.
You know, it's hard to know where the footing of that wall sits. Right. You know, who knows how it was built.
Right.
Whether that footing might just right intrude right into that 18 inches, so there is no growing space between the finished grade adjacent to the sidewalk and the top of the footing.
I think
so
we have
Chair
one.
Branch, I just want to make clear, and Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, but if the fence was moved back 2 feet, whether you recommend landscaping or not is not required.
We're aware of that.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
We're aware of that.
And Member DeGeses, when you say, you know, compliance with the ordinance, it's not a compliance issue. It's that's what no longer triggers a permit.
Right.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the one of the ordinance requirements is that the space between the fence and the top of the retaining wall be landscaped.
Okay.
Yeah. In order to get that exemption.
Sure, go ahead.
I'll try. So it's my belief that the board feels the poles and wire shall be removed, that the board recommends that the fence be moved back 2 feet from the back of the retaining wall, and that landscaping be installed in the 2 foot space in front of the fence.
That's great. I think that sums it up. It only took us 40 minutes to come up with that. That's pretty good.
Thank you, Board.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Can I just make a comment on Martha's comment? I agree with it and support it. But as a gardener, you know what's going to happen to that space? It's going to be dirt.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any... There's not going to be any... I mean, we have a vision of what should go there, but reality?
But we can't.
But we can't do anything. No, I think that's. I think it's really unfortunate. I just. Anyway. Maybe we've done the best we could do.
The fun project.
Okay. All right. Well. Any announcements by members or staff? No? All right. Well, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.